All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We are trying to finish Starless. Three more endings left, and then the craziest one. We're saving that for last. But let's go ahead and get started. Well, it's time we get out of here. I look at the clock and mention a meter eye. You're right. We get ready to make our departure. We barely have any luggage to take with us. Hell, we're even leaving the same servant uniforms. Yep, keep as a souvenir. Mistress sees us off. You ready to go? Yes, thank you for allowing us to stay here. It was a short while, but it's been a worthwhile experience. We bow our heads. It was actually the worst 2 weeks of my life. I never would have met Meteorite. They ask him again, we've been through this. Okay. Okay, she says, just when I found the perfect guy for me, she gives me puppy dog eyes. Cheer up, I'll find you another nice man real soon. Really? There you go, falling in love with the first man you see again and having him run out on you. How many men does that make now? I swear you have no eye for the opposite sex. How rude, I may have fallen for a lot of men, but Sawatari is special. Yeah. Mitarai and I listened to their conversation in awkward silence. Yes, I almost forgot. She takes something that looks like a key holder out of her pocket and slides it up against our bracelets. I have to get my bracelets back. Our bracelets made a small beep and come right off. Apparently that's the key to releasing the electronic lock. There you go. I pick my bag and get ready to leave. So, this is goodbye, I guess. It's gonna be lonely around here without you. You're welcome to come back over and visit any time. We'd love to have you. I'll think about it. I'm never coming here again. Ever again. You two go show them to the gate. Blah, what a pain in the ass. She waves goodbye as we step outside the house. Marika follows behind us, dragging Marisa with her. As we're walking on the courtyard, we hear Cerebus's barking get closer. Stupid Mutt comes in front of us and looks at Meteorite with sad little eyes. Looks like he's gonna miss Meteorite too. I'm sorry, Cerberus, but I'm leaving you today. She pets him on the head. Look at you fawning all over her. I'm your master, you know. Goodbye, stay well. The savage beast is especially docile today as he watches us go. He actually looks kind of cute to me now that I won't have to see him again. We say goodbye to the dog and continue on our way to the front gate. Once we get outside of the gate, Marika and Marisa stay behind. I guess this is goodbye. Take care, you guys. You too. He's too put us through hell, but it's still kind of sad now that we have to say goodbye. Hurry up and get out of here already. Marisa waves us away rather rudely, and that's our cue to bow and take our leave. Before we leave, I take one last lingering look back at the mansion. Well, let's go. Yeah, we walk along the path as Marika and Marisa watch us go. Gate to the mansion gets smaller and smaller as we get further away until eventually it's completely out of sight. We talked it over beforehand and decided to go back on foot, but I'm still a little hesitant about it. It won't get dark for a while, but still, if something happens, we won't be able to call a taxi or anything since our cell phones don't work out here. Are you sure about walking the rest of the way? Insecurity gets the best of me and I stop and ask. Don't worry, I'll be fine. It's not too late to go back and call a taxi. I gave most of my money away to Sachi, but I still have a million left, plenty enough to pay for the cab fare. I offered to do so before we left, but Meteorite felt guilty about taking my money and proposed that we walk instead. No, that would be a waste of money. Let's just walk. She declines my offer once again. But it'll take a long time to reach the station from here. It'd be fine as long as we get there before night. Besides, I'm kind of in the mood to walk with you right now. We can be together a little longer this way, she says, smiling at me. If you put it that way, yeah, it's pretty nice. Come tomorrow, we'll be going our separate ways again. May as well enjoy it as long as I can. You're right. Let's go, then. Yes, let's. We resume our journey, talking about plans for the future as we go. We still have plenty of time left. The day after. Once we get back from the mansion, we actually started going out. Things went smoothly, and before long we were living together. Wow, it went that far? A lot of that had to do with the after effects and the time we spent in the mansion. We both craved sex like mad every time we went. After we started living together, naturally the frequency with which we had sex shot up as well. Mitarai completely opened up to her sexuality, and it wasn't uncommon for her to want it even more than me. We were so happy together that we soon forgot all the awful things that happened back at that house. It wasn't long before we discovered she was pregnant. There was no question that I was the father. We basically had sex without protection every day with me coming inside every time, so I couldn't really say I was surprised. After that, I decided to drop out of college and start a new life. I was able to get a job at a certain restaurant thanks to the recommendation of Mitarai's parents. Since then, I've led a modest yet enriched life. Several months have passed since I started my new life. Welcome home. As soon as I came home from work, I immediately embraced her. Oh. When I see her naked in an apron, I tear off my sweaty clothes and wrap my arms around her. Oh geez, you're always so impatient, she says a bit shyly. Yeah, but look at you, you're in a sexier getup than usual. I think you want it as much as I do. It was hot today, so I slipped into something cooler because I didn't want the baby to be uncomfortable, that's all. She rubs her stomach lovingly. She's currently 6 months pregnant with my child. But you're right. I think I'm a little wet with anticipation. You're such a horny little wife. I better check to see if you're telling the truth or not. I grab her apron and take it off, revealing her luscious body. Oh, she's got a wedding ring. Ever since she got pregnant, her already sexy body has gotten even sexier. Her nipples are even bigger than before, and her areolae have gotten darker in color. Once I'm done admiring her body, I pull her panties off next. Like she said, her pussy is already wet and ready to go. Look at how wet you are, you're such a nympho. I think back to the day we first met and smile. She's quite different from the pure and innocent lady she was back then. I never would have imagined us getting married and having a child together. Life is full of surprises. You're one to talk, besides you're the one who made me this way. And since it's your fault, you better do something about it. She spreads her pussy lips over with her fingers. Come on, honey, put your cock right here and say hello to our child. Hurry! She can't wait any longer and begs for it. Yuna, she makes my penis rock hard with arousal. Oh, you're bursting with energy today. She looks at my throbbing hard cock and smiles. I had so much sex in the past several months that the skin on my penis doesn't cover the head anymore. And after all that lovemaking we did last night, too, I better help you get that under control. I have plenty of love to give, so I hope you're ready. Yes, but try to be gentle. I know I'm in the stable period, but we don't want to hurt the baby. Now hurry, give me your cock. I can't hold myself back any longer. I take my erect penis and stick it inside her pussy. The soft and warm folds of her pussy wrap around my cock. After enjoying the sensation for a moment, I start pushing in and out without restraint. While I thrust into her, I grab hold of her heaving breasts and start sucking on her nipple. Wait, you're gonna suck the milk right out of them. I ignore her and continue to work on her nipple with my lips and tongue. Ah, yes, my breasts and pussy. Soon enough, she gives herself over to the pleasure. I fiddle with her other nipple using my fingers. Oh, here comes the milk. Creamy milk starts leaking from her nipples. I swallow it as it pours into my mouth. Not so hard. You're gonna take all the baby's milk. The taste of her milk adds to my arousal, and I slam my hips into her faster. You're pounding me so hard, you're gonna make me come. I'm in the same boat, nearing climax. We give ourselves to the pleasure together. I'm coming! Do it, it's my turn to drink your milk. I thrust into her like a beast with her nipples still in my mouth. I'm coming! Give me your cum! Here it comes! I'm coming! The feeling of semen pouring inside of her brings me to ride to climax. With her womb blocked off from pregnancy, most of my cum just comes spilling back out. Once the wave passes, we rest against each other and enjoy the sensation as we feel each other's body heat. When I pull my penis out, some of the cum left inside shoots out of it. You're still coming. After getting rid of all the cum left, it goes flaccid with satisfaction. Look at all your cum, you didn't hold anything back, did you? She says, looking at her breasts and stomach covered with semen. Sorry, it just felt so good, I couldn't help myself. Ever since I was given all those drugs in the mansion, my cum loads have been this large ever since. She pushes the cum out of her pussy. Look at all this cum. The baby's gonna drown in his own daddy's semen. It flows back out, covering my crotch in my own fluid. Look, you got me covered both inside and out. We're gonna step into the bath after this anyway. I guess you're right. In which case, I say we might as well work up more of a sweat. After just a short rest, my cock is already hard again and ready to go. You're already hard again after all that? It's gonna take more than that to satisfy me. The same thing goes for you too, am I right? Well, yes. She says, squirming for more. I pick her up a bit and position my cock over her hole. Time for this side! Oh, I wasn't expecting it in my ass. She shivers as my meat pushes through her asshole. Oh, your ass is tight. Ever since she got pregnant, her ass has gotten tighter and tighter the more the child grows. The pressure from the child in her womb makes her anus strangle my member like a vice. I'm not gonna last long when it's this tight. I try to hold out against the intense pleasure as I push in and out. She says, yes, my ass! Thanks to her stay at that mansion, she's receptive to the pleasures of anal sex, and I have her moaning with pleasure in no time. It's even common for her to be the one to ask for anal sex. I, of course, have no reason to refuse. It feels so good that I make love to her ass every day. She even gives herself enemas daily, so she's ready for anal sex at any time. Ugh, the next batch is already on its way. I thrust in and out faster and try to enjoy myself before I blow my load. You're being so rough, you're gonna surprise the baby.
No, I can't hold it anymore. Her shoulders tremble as she brings her hand down to her pussy. There's so much pressure against my bladder, it's gonna make me pee. Suddenly, golden liquid starts spraying from her urethra. I'm peeing myself. The more pressure I put on her bladder by pushing inside of her, the stronger her hot piss comes out, spraying all over the floor like a fountain. She tightens the muscles in her lower body to keep herself from peeing, making her anus tighter in the process. I'm coming! It's too much for me to take, and I launch my cum inside of her asshole. You're filling my ass. I'm coming. I'm coming while peeing myself and getting cummed in my ass. What? It's like a play-by-play. John Madden, what's going on? Well, she's coming while peeing herself and getting cummed in her ass. The feeling of cum pouring inside her ass makes her orgasm along with me. As she climaxes, her anus gets even tighter and melts even more cum from my cock. Once my balls and her bladder are exhausted of fluid, the waterfall of liquid comes to a stop. Satisfied, we rest our bodies against each other and enjoy the afterglow. My penis goes flaccid and falls out of her anus. It's like, it's gonna leak out. With my penis no longer blocking it, the semen I poured inside just comes flooding out. If she wasn't keeping her anus clean every day with enemas, my crotch would be covered with shit about now. After the flow comes to a stop, we rest our bodies against each other and catch our breath. Once I get my energy back, I pick her up in my arms. How about we step into the bath now? Good idea. I love you, Yuna. I love you too. And we would keep loving each other for as long as we could. We can look back on our memories of that mansion fondly now. If it weren't for that place, we never would have met. Still, we have no plans to go back there ever again. Even to this day, I'm sure there are people unfortunate enough to be suckered into working in that awful place. There would be no end to it, as long as that mansion continues to exist. And that's the good ending. Like, that's literally the good ending. That's probably the true ending. We'll see if it's the big key. If it is the big key, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just doing this in order. It doesn't really tell me what the canon ending is. But that's your canon ending. That's your true ending. But it probably is the canon ending. I mean, that was a happy ending. I didn't know it had a happy ending. It has a happy ending. Okay. Yep. Sorry, guys. That was the happy ending. That's the canon ending.